And now we come to the threshold of gate two. Gate two is the gate of living by faith, is the gate of experience. Some have called it the gate of sanctification. A summary verse for this gate can be Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Apostle Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I myself am living no longer, but Christ is living in me. And what now I am living in the flesh, I am living by faith, that one of the Son of God, who loved me and gave over himself for me. Having gone through gate one, the Lord, and through his Holy Spirit, will do all he can to lead us to this threshold of gate two, and then to step through it. For his design, his will, his deepest desire for us is to pass through gate two and to live our lives on the other side of this gate. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 points to this gate when it says, with fear and trembling, work out your own salvation. But entrance, again, is dependent upon us coming to the end of our own efforts, our own attempts, this time not to be saved, but to live saved, our own efforts to try to live as Christ would live, as the Bible tells us to live, as God wants us to live. We must come to a complete end of those efforts. We must realize that we can never, ever do that. We can never, ever accomplish that. For if we think anywhere on the back in the back corners of our mind that we can, then we'll just try harder. We'll read the Bible more. We'll pray more. We'll go to church more. We'll go to this meeting or that spiritual experience. And we think, if we just do that a little bit more, then I'll be able to live like God wants me to live. But we must come to that point of utter frustration where we cry out to God, oh God, I cannot live like you want me to live. It is then that we can hear the most beautiful words that God has been waiting so long to tell us. When he says to us, I know you can't, but if you will depend upon my Son, Jesus Christ, he can. Rely upon him. Romans chapter 7 records Paul's experience of this journey, and he writes, O wretched man that I am, who will rescue me out of this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. No, we must be broken, and we must humbly crawl through this gate. We cannot stride through in pride of our own worthiness and our own ability to live like Christ and God wants us to live. No, we must be broken. After gate one, all pales in comparison to gate two. That's what God is leading us to and wanting us to pass through. In order to have an understanding of this second gate, there are two great distinctions which help unlock an understanding of this gate. The first distinction is that between our spirit, soul, and body. And the second distinction is that between our position and our experience.